Blog Talk Radio.
One reason why I'm telling my real estate I want to move is there's allegations in my building, and criminals on hospital coming over and hacking into my home, looking inside my home unauthorized. And I don't allow people to peep in my home. And, you know, the criminals are African-American hoodlums and white hoodlums in East San Fernando Valley, clients, what do I call them, who I don't affiliate myself with or in my building. That's why I want to sell the place. While they were gossiping that they hacked into my account, I don't have proof of this, and got a copy of my Basic Jam Part 2 song. They said they might put it on a porn movie or something unauthorized. If anyone has seen any of these movies or whatever, please let me know, because I will sue. I'm going to sue them on unauthorization, hacking, as well as stealing. Also, they may do something illegal, put in a legal movie or something. Again, I have not authorized any of my songs to be sampling. While this is just a rumor, I really want to sell my home because I need privacy in my home. But these individuals are dangerous. These African-American white hoodlums have mental problems, and they say things that ain't true. You know, they're talking about some rock band that don't exist. A rock band that happened 20 years ago that wasn't a professional band. You know, they're delusional. They talk about coming over here and being a counselor. You know, I came out to L.A. I want to be around rational people. And I came to L.A. to be a musician or be something that's connected to what I would have went for if I didn't, which is something other than being a counselor, a mental health counselor. I cannot do that. These same things out their mouths that are so delusional. I think they have symptoms of schizophrenia, manic depression, or something, or antisocial. Well, I'm not going to put down people like this because they're sick in the head, but I also think they're dangerous. They're also making up stories that wasn't confirmed that they sampled my songs, and that's fraud. Again, I would never authorize anyone to put my song in a movie. I never did. I never had my song sampled. I made very, very little money off my music. I worked really hard on that song, Basic Jam Part 2. And they may also have a movie video. So, from looking inside, that's why, while it hasn't been proven, that's why the concerns of voyeurs was, you know, I could get my home burglarized, robbed, or something. And it was. So that's the concern. I ignore these mentally ill, sick people all the time, but they come over to my home. They need to stay away from my home. They also make up stories that I'm going to be with some transgender, transvestite, or drag queen. And that is not true because I have no attraction to drag queens or transgender people. They also say they follow me around all the time. You know, that's sick because they think I'm a celebrity. But I had to call the police because, you know, they told me to go to restraining order. So if you see any movie with the Basic Jam Part 2 without my imprint, if I say, you know, Dove Knight on it, and, you know, Dove Needs Love 22 on the yahoo.com, if you don't see that, then that is unauthorized. They even said some deranged stuff they're going to put in a porn movie or something. I would never have my songs in a porn movie. You know, I hope, you know, they said they were going to follow me around, follow me across the country. You know, I mean, that's sick. You know, I have to keep away from dangerous people like this. They are very dangerous. and they're sick in the head. You know, I don't like to talk about this. I like to talk about something else, but it's about the unauthorized song. It cannot be on any sample or movie. So you can contact me at dubneeson22@yahoo.com. But I know for songwriters, the one thing that I have at peace, you know, as a songwriter, which is what I'm doing now in songwriting, is I copyrighted Basic Jam Part 2. It's been copyrighted. You can look on it, DoveNighg. And look under, on U.S. Copyright Office, and you'll see the Basic Jam Part 2. It's listed under the John Birthdays and Unpublished Works. You know, the unpublished works show that Basic Jam Part 2 has been copyrighted. It's also, you know, you'll see the whole thing what is connected to BMI and it's registered. So I protected it. Just like with the You Will See It Through and all the other songs, unpublished works, you can look under it, like Cause It's True, unpublished work, it may have You Will See It Through. Or it may have another, you know, like the other songs. I want to make my dreams come true. So you can see that directly. But if you can't see some of my songs, like I like you, Basic Jam Part 2, or anything I released, look on my account. You'll see like John's Birthday and unpublished work, and press unpublished work, you'll see the song Basic Jam, it's copyrighted. Or you'll see any other songs I've written on my keyboard. So I wanted to let you know what this rumor or alleged rumor has been made by these people. And I do not, I'm sorry for talking about these people. These people are negative. I also want to say that while most people who have mental illness are sane and not dangerous, these people, unfortunately, these particular people, have a mental illness that makes them dangerous. You know, someone who's a narcissist or an antisocial person got a serious mental problem. I mean, because they obviously do keep coming over here. Just about 2 decades, but I have to keep away. Keep safe and protect your music if you're a songwriter, because I'm a songwriter. Basic Jam Part 2 is on my copyright office, protected, just like every song that I release. Good day, good night from Dub Nights.